All right, this is Sunday morning, 9/8/24. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called In Tune with God, which goes right along with what I just brought about infiltrating, not wasting our time, just being mindless people, watching stuff on TV or on the internet or whatever, just the rest or whatever. The Lord said, start putting your faith to work. Start changing the order of this nation. So, in tune with God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 14. Okay, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as of the voice of many waters, and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. You know about the virgins in Matthew 25, the parable of the virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. In other words, they follow the Spirit. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb, and in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. So the Father's name is written in their foreheads. They're marked. All right? Now go over chapter, well, you don't have to go. I'll just tell you the reference. Chapter 7 of Revelation talks about the sealing of the 144,000. Okay? All right. They sing a new song before the throne, and no one else could learn the song but those of the New Jerusalem. They are redeemed from the earth. They're without fault before the throne of God. They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They are virgins and they are redeemed. Just like the virgins in Matthew 25 I mentioned. This bunch follows the Lamb. They are on his frequency. If you want to use that term today, it's used pretty wildly today. If you can use that term, we are in tune with him and follow his instruction. This is how this all started. The Lord said they've had to change their tune. They're going to have to sing a new song. All right. Revelation 15. Verse 1, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways. Thou art King of saints. Thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after this I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle, the testimony in heaven, was open. Then he said, the Lord told him the throne room was open 24/7. It never shuts down. This is an open heaven. You can't look at it like they're up there and we're down here. That isn't the way it is. We come before the throne. It says we come into a company of angels. We are before the throne of God. This is from the Lord. My church is singing a new song that only they can sing. They are new wineskins and are filled with my plans and purposes. I have plans for victory and not defeat, plans for a future and a hope. I have prepared no room for them that have not heard my voice, and they will not sing the new song. They have no room for me, therefore I have no room for them. The new thing that I'm doing are only heard by my virgins that were prepared. With my plans, my church will advance forward and fill the earth. My new wine has been put into new wineskins. They are in tune with me and singing my song. My will fill the earth. All right, let's go over to Daniel. I just have a couple of scriptures I want to read out of Daniel chapter 2. This is starting with verse 43 there. Well, we'll start with, just 43 is fine. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. See, they have failed to do their agenda. And in the days of those kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. So this is where we stand. The new wineskin believers are the only ones that hear my song. There will no longer be any counterfeits. They will rule and reign with me forever, which Romans 5:17 talks about us reigning in life as kings. So many have not changed their tune. My called out ones have changed their tunes to fit mine. These no longer live for themselves but follow me. They have no other life but to follow me. My life is their life. They have no plans. My plans are their plans. They have laid down their lives for the gospel. The new song they sing will ring throughout the earth and will ring in my reign. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Did I read? Just a minute. Let me look something. Did I read? You already read Revelation 15. It will be my song, my tune, or no tune. This will be the rule and not an option. All right. Revelation 21. In other words, it's going to be his way or no way. No more of this, what's been going on. Satan's 6,000-year reign of terror is over. All right, Revelation 21, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. That's us. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are faithful and true. I'm thanking the Lord for that part. New body. How about that? And he said unto me, it is done. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I mean the Native Americans, whoever wants to can squabble whatever they want over, but here's where it's really going to. The sons of God. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have to part in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the whole Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall, great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. That's that sealed bunch we just talked about. On the east 3 gates, the north 3 gates, the south 3 gates, the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he talked with me, and they had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed 12,000 furlongs. The length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. See, we're lively stones, built up into a spiritual house. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third of chalcedony, the fourth of emerald, the fifth of sardonyx, the sixth of sardis, the seventh of cryolite, the eighth of beryl, the ninth of topaz, the tenth of chrysoprase, the 11th of jacinth, the 12th of amethyst, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate, which was a one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold and was transparent glass. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no more night, or no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it, and there shall no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. So this place, if you ain't saved, you ain't here. Period. All right. What does it mean to change your tune? It means to express a different attitude. Changing your mind for the better. This is the Lord here. Begin to observe through a series of events the change of tune in your nation. It will happen like a wave, even like a flood, just like in the days of Noah. Those singing the wrong tune changed their tune very quickly when it began to rain, but then it was too late. Go read Genesis 6 all about it. We must stay in tune with God. All right, Matthew 24. You start taking their money, we're going to see lots of tunes changing real fast. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. They were asleep, just like they are today. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two shall be in the field. One shall be taken, the other left. You want to be the one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken, the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the goodman of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Think it or not, he's coming. All right. All right, that's all of that one.